Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a mighty God who speaks to us from the heart. His return is very soon, suddenly, and without warning. We're about to enter a glorious time as we go to be with our Lord. And the sins of mankind is going to be judged. Many times people thought they wanted to see the judging hand of God on their enemies, but that these things are at the door. People are about to enter a time when it's not going to be normal. Now the Lord has raised up many mighty men of God, men and women of God, to warn us and help us to avoid these times. You know, Steve Quayle is a blessing. I listen to him on YouTube. I listen to him and Henry Gruber. Catherine Baxter has seen heaven and hell. The Lord has raised up generals to help us understand what's about to happen. Now, one reason I appreciate the ministry of Steve Quayle is because since I've been I got myself in God's kingdom, but I also had to learn how to fight. And my daddy, not just a Methodist pastor, he was also a boxer. And my mother's people, they would contend for what was right. My mother's people were educators. My grandmother was an educator, and my mother, my sisters, and they're good at it. And, you know, she made me learn English. But my dad was a fighter. He was a boxer. And then in World War II, he was a warrior. He was a sergeant. And he was in the engineering division. But I thank God for my parents. We have to, you know, God molds and makes people for the hour that he needs them. And I believe if you follow the history of great men of God, they had great parents. Or something happened in their life that they drew near to the Lord and they became contenders of the faith. The enemy tried to stop me. He tried to talk me out of salvation. I didn't get saved. I was 19 years old. And that was a time I was interested in the world. And I knew that you couldn't do both. And I seen people that tried to do both and it didn't work. And I said, you know, I don't ever want to be a hypocrite. And then I saw how sin was. And how hard it could, you know, it's not easy to come out of sin. But I came out, and once I got saved and had a mind to serve God, I was not going to let go. I said, I'm not going back to that miserable life. It was miserable compared to the life of God. But when I didn't know God, it was in some ways fun. But, I know what it's like to be a sinner. I was a sinner. People probably thought that because my daddy was a preacher and I went to church, I was saved. I really wasn't saved. And I knew I wasn't saved. My cousin taught me about Jesus. He explained it. You know, I guess I listened because he was 3 years older than me. He was closer to my age. And I wanted to know how to make sure I go to heaven. I wanted to go to heaven. But I knew that, you know, I didn't do all the things I should have done. But I wanted to know what to do in case I fell on my motorcycle or something. So I listened. And that love of God, it really stood out to me. I heard all kind of things. You know, everybody don't go to church. You got friends that's Jehovah's Witnesses, and you know, you got people that believe all kind of stuff. And I heard all kind of stuff. Then, you know, looking back on it, those were attacks from the enemy. Anything beside Jesus is an attack. But once I got saved, I saw all of it for what it really was. And the lies were not, they didn't look good anymore. They were fiery darts. The Muslim doctrine, the Jehovah Witness doctrine, the atheist doctrine, the agnostic doctrine, everything I was introduced to, the hypocrisy doctrine, it's a doctrine too. You can do what you want to do, you get saved and just do what you want to do. That's a doctrine. That's a fiery dart. So as a sinner, I saw how the enemy was attacking me when I didn't know I was being attacked. And what stood out to me the most is the love of Jesus. He became a man. God was so interested in our salvation that he sent his son, and his son willingly came and laid his life down for us. And I said, now that's love. That's unusual. That's not from around here. That's God. So I forgot about all the other doctrines. And remember, everything sounds good from a certain point of view. But something just didn't sit right when I heard it, even as a sinner. I said, no. I said, that's not right. I didn't know what it was. Even secret organizations. One of my friends was a Mason. He got into the Mason thing, you know. I said, well, what's it about? He said, it's a secret. I said, a red flag just went up in my mind. I said, now, I said, that don't sound right. The things of God that's good is not a secret. And I, you know, don't think that I don't like the people that I was around. I love all these. Everybody. I love them all. They were my friends. I care about them. I pray for them. I go to bat for them. I love them. But I'm not going to cross the line for nobody. That's just the way it is. Once I learn who Jesus is, I'm not going to go back on that. I'm not going to deviate somewhere. God is love, and I'm learning to love, and I want to keep loving everybody. Now, if you're wrong, you can repent. You don't have to stay wrong. Sometimes people are just wrong. Just because I love them, I'm not going to join them in wrong. If you're wrong, you're just wrong. You can repent. God will forgive you and forget about it. So, I had to learn to grow. I had to learn balance. I had a great love for people. But you don't ever stop doing the things of God just because you love people that hadn't made the jump yet. So what I did, I continued to grow. So the enemy tried other attacks, temptations, evil thoughts, things that people didn't promote me on the job, you know. He'll try to make you angry any which way he can. And I had to learn the balance of loving people, yet hating the sin. And I learned not to take it personal. I learned that from the Lord and the scriptures. I used to wonder at the script, why did Jesus do it this way? I didn't understand. Why does he want me to turn the other cheek and love people even though I know they're not doing right and they're lying to me? And I began to consider it, but I did it. Now, I didn't do it, I wasn't acting like I love. I sincerely love them, because that's God's way. And I remember he loved me when I was no different. I didn't do God right. I didn't come to God when I first heard about him. That scripture in Isaiah, we hid as if it was our own faces from him. We didn't come to our state. We didn't understand. We were miserable and didn't know it. Anybody in this world, caught up in the world, I understand now that when you give in to the things of darkness, you're miserable and don't know it. Some people brag about the things they do that's wrong. That's because they never saw the light before. or they hated the light. They loved darkness so much they hated it. But when you follow God and you're sincere, you have an understanding that's unmatched by anybody in the world. So I had to learn new frontiers of warfare. As an individual desiring God, the enemy tried to get me to turn. Now, a friend of mine, I'll never forget him, Chris Lucas said, now that you're on God's side, the enemy's going to try to get you back. And he told me what was going to happen, and it happened too. All of it. And I because I knew what to watch out for, I just saw that those were just Satan's desperate attempts. And I said, Satan, I'll never draw back. And I dug in deeper. I read more scriptures. And I said, Lord, I want to love everybody. Every time I was challenged, I dug in deeper. Now, what if everybody did that? You get challenged, you get angry about it, but then you dig in deeper in the ways of God. Every time I was challenged, and every time I would, even if I failed, especially if I failed, I would dig in deeper. I said, Lord, how did this happen? How did I get this far down? And I would ask him my questions. Why did I fail? Why didn't I go forward and do all that you wanted me to do? When he started giving me revelation and giving me words, the revelation would be far different than what other people were doing. And when you look at the people, you know, you say, well, they're not going to receive that. And then the enemy will say, you sure you heard from God? And I know I heard from the Lord, but I said, I just can't do that, Lord. That's how I felt. But one day I made a vow that I would obey him. So I had to say, no, I got to do this. I said I would do it, and I got to do this. And I would go and pray in the Holy Spirit. I would pray in tongues and make myself obey God. And that's when I learned something that I didn't know and couldn't learn before. That it wasn't bad. It was good. It was the best thing. It was the order of the day. And it made the difference. So when that kept happening, I said, trusting God is good. And then I said, I got bolder with it. I said, I'm going to obey God because I know that I know what he said. And I want to see what's going to happen. And then, the Lord showed me many things. I had an opportunity, that was a vision that happened. And I talked about it a few times. I woke up in the middle of the night. The Lord woke me up and I saw the stars through my ceiling. The ceiling was, that was like a hole in my ceiling, and I saw the stars. And I knew all I had to do was go and see what the Lord was going to show me. And I froze. I said, I didn't go. If I would have went, I could have saw the vision. I didn't see it. And I went back and I missed an opportunity. And this was about 3 or 4 years ago, 5 at the most. I forgot what year that was. It was recent. Wasn't too long ago. I thought about that about 2 years ago. I thought about what I had done. I said, man, I missed an opportunity. I may have saw something that would have made a difference. So I started preparing myself for the next frontier, the next jump, the next time I have to use my faith to obey God. So I started saying with my mouth, just like Charles Capps used to teach. Now, that was an assignment of the Lord, confessing your faith. You're confessing your faith. You don't have to wait until you're in the mix to start using your faith. You do it ahead of time. I started conditioning myself to obey God for the next time, the next frontier. So I started saying, I will do all that's in his heart. Now, it's conditioning me to do the next thing that he wants me to do, because it's very important. That's what that vision represented. I missed opportunity. I don't want to ever miss a golden opportunity again. Ever. I want my trust to be so strong that I jump, and I don't just walk into it, I run into it. So every time I learn something, the challenges of the enemy, sometimes they were like another frontier, something I didn't expect. a new way to wage warfare. So I had to do warfare to make the next jump, to face the next frontier with faith, to obey and operate in faith. I had to, just like I always teach, I had to decide to obey God in every way, in every facet. So when opportunities come, I meet it with faith and not doubt. A lot of times people don't make the next level because, or the next thing God wants to do, or the next opportunity, because they look at the situation and not God. But you have countermeasures. So I had to learn to resist Satan on a personal level, and then do warfare spiritually. The Lord taught me to, when I minister somewhere, to bind the spirit of darkness. I had to rebuke the enemy so that he couldn't cause people not to hear God's word. Rebuke the spirit of blindness, he said. He said, whenever you go minister, bind the spirit of blindness. And then the people's ears can be open. They can see and receive God's word. And then they'll have faith for it. And he taught me to do warfare. And when some assignments, he would try to mess with my family, the enemy would. I had to protect my family. I learned that you can protect people where you are. You don't have to go see them and lay hands on them to protect them. You can order Satan not to bother them. And it works good. You have authority. And if you use it, you won't be rusty with it. You'll be on point, and it'll work. So I learned all kind of warfare during the ministry, just ministering to people. And then I started understanding that the enemy, he attacks us on a personal level, a social level, community level, city, county, state, and even a national level. Now, when the tribulation happens, Steve Quayle has been teaching us that there's a war coming. That we're going to see things we never seen before. When God raptured his people out of here, it's not going to be like it was. It's going to be like what Revelation said. Demons that you've never seen, you will see. The enemy is going to have to create illusion to keep people interested in his world system. The hardest hearted people will remain. And you know, many people have been talking about the giants. I remember, and things are going to happen that's not normal. Things are already beginning to happen. You know, you might see, there are fallen worlds. You may see flying saucers. You're going to see things. There's a lot of evil in the works. There are conspiracies against the church. All you have to do is read Psalm 2 to know it. Why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth plot against the Son of God. They, you know, there are those who hate God. They have a plan against Christianity. China don't want their people to be Christians. And Russians don't either. And they hate America. And they want to take it for a prize. The war is coming, folks. You have to listen to the people God put in place. And I know it's far-fetched, but see, when it happens, then people are going to say, well, why come God didn't warn us? He did. You just have to pay attention. It's on YouTube. See, when you look up something, everything closely related pops up. People that don't even listen to the things of God, when you look up aliens, you got Christian people talking about it. You're going to have, he gave us warning. He wants to help us out. That's his attempt in helping us live. So when you hear things that's unusual and great miracles, the love of God is the base of it. That's why God sent people to help us understand. Now you can go to, you know, stevequill.com, joyfulsoundministries.com. You could just put their names and put YouTube and it'll come up. Catherine Baxter talks about hell and heaven. So we can avoid it and be blessed. But every time God gives you an assignment, meet the frontiers with faith. Confess that you will obey. If you trust God and obey him, you will. Now, I happen to be out of time. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.